Hi, Slip Angle listeners. This is Rob from Fields Auto Works and Fields Engineering. We're really excited to be supporting great content on Slip Angle, and we hope you'll find your way over to our social media pages to see some of the exciting work that we're doing. Fields Auto Works has Cardinal coupes being delivered and Scioto coupes in build for testing this summer, with more exciting models on the near horizon. If you're ready for supercar performance for under $70,000 or professional prototype speed for under $150,000, stop by fieldsautoworks.com to see what we offer. At Fields Engineering, we have openings for major builds, arrive and drive customers, and medium to large engineering projects. We have capabilities ranging from whole composite body scratch builds to 3D scanning and printing to trackside support. We're also thrilled to be supporting Regular Guy Racing with Colton Wade driving in GLTC and the exciting new Future Frontrunners initiative to promote women in club racing. As a Fields customer, you get the combined experience of IndyCar builders, IMSA veterans, aerospace engineers, and lifetime racers working on your next big endeavor. If that sounds like a team you're interested in working with every day, you can also contact us about our open shop positions. Find Fields Auto Works on social media and at fieldsautoworks.com, and find Fields Engineering on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for listening.
Check, 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 check.
We're at the Westin in Cleveland.
Yep.
We just went to
a pretty nice hotel.
We went to a wedding.
Yep.
Ed and Rachel are now married.
Mm-hmm.
And we are killing some time before the reception.
Ed's one of our lead instructors. We recorded with him a little bit at Pit Race, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
I think he was on with Jason and other people.
I released two shows last week, so I think one of those was Auto Interest.
I don't remember. I know you. Somebody texted me about what we talked about the other day, so you must have put the one up that we put up that we did the other day. Post SEMA one?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I did that. I posted that last night.
I don't think I. So the lady at Men's Warehouse told me that this match. I don't know if it matches. I don't know if it works.
It's all right.
It's good enough for me.
So. How was your drive in? You drove in alone, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was solo. My wife had to teach. My other life partner and Grid Life other founder bailed at midnight last night because Grid Life problems, life problems. I don't think he slept in 3 days because I think all he's doing is working, and I think he's falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
That sounds like Grid Life in a nutshell.
I was multiple screening last night doing rules stuff. It was the first time I've had multiple screens on a computer. It works really well.
That's pretty fancy, right?
Dude, you can look at a lot of things at the same time. I think I'm going to keep doing things that way. I've
so,
never done that before.
Our drive-in was hard.
You had your Mint Odyssey, huh?
Yeah, the Odyssey was fantastic.
They are so good.
It is the ultimate road trip machine.
2020?
20. It's a fantastic road trip machine.
Yeah.
We left Louisville this morning, and Ashley booked a hair and makeup appointment at a salon.
Yeah. Her hair looks great, by the way.
In Columbus.
In Columbus?
And
on
so,
the way here?
On the way here.
Okay.
And Giles and Renee were like, well, that was about the most Grid Life thing that you could possibly do. Just like get ready on the way.
Yeah. That's a really good idea though, actually.
Yeah.
Especially if you have more than a 2 hour drive.
There's a monsoon outside that's remnants of a big storm, and it rained like hell the whole way for us.
It must have been crossing below. Because it was nice until I was an hour away.
Yeah, so
and then it got pretty rough.
It was raining in Louisville when we left, and if you looked at the radar, it was following us and just coming north.
Yeah.
So, we managed to stay mostly dry.
Yep.
But it made for slow driving, for sure, because people would hang out in the left lane at 50 miles an hour.
What is there a direct highway path here from Louisville?
71 takes you a long way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just not picturing something at that angle.
Yeah.
But this is the first time I've ever been in downtown Cleveland. It's more of a downtown than I actually thought it would be.
Same.
I thought it would be way more B-side of a downtown, like Grand Rapids minus, but it's like Grand Rapids plus. I'm kind of impressed. Good job, Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks,
yeah,
I heard.
I guess, yeah, that's what, there was a song about that.
So the reception's coming up. Oh, I don't think I talked about this on the last podcast.
The one we did the other day?
Ashley got her hair and makeup done today.
Yeah.
I tried to get cleaned up because, you know, I go like months and months without haircuts.
Yeah, you don't get your makeup done ever.
That's true. No. On Wednesday, I got a haircut.
Yeah.
And it did not go well. I gave the guy what I thought to be clear instructions.
What happened? It looks and, fine now.
Well,
it looks the most dialed back that I've ever seen you. You have the least amount of hair. You must have cut it a few times.
Well, I told him I wanted it short on the sides, be able to part it on top and go to a wedding, blah, blah, blah. And the guy cut it, and he spent, I don't know, 25 minutes like shaping the back of my neck.
Really?
And then, like, spent 5 seconds on the rest. And I was like, no, 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 I need it short on the sides.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, okay. So he took some more off. And then I was like, no, 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 I need it short on the sides.
Dude?
And I got so frustrated, I finally just paid him and I left.
Really?
And
half done?
No, I mean, like, to him it was done.
So he was done, like, a while ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you kept adding on.
And I get home and, like, the back of my head, the length of hair is dramatically different than the side of my head.
Yeah. So have you had it fixed?
Yeah.
I went the next day
and got it cleaned up.
It looks pretty good. It's pretty good. You look like a doctor right now.
Not everybody gets their haircut twice in 24 hours.
No, they usually don't. I was going to do mine last night, and I was going to shave, and I was like, I don't really care, but I cut my own hair, and it probably shows. But, yeah, I haven't paid for a haircut since the day I got married.
Man.
Paid for a single haircut.
It shows.
Shave it myself, man. Just cut it off.
Well, I'm actually surprised you bought a suit for the wedding.
What did that face mean, Ashley? Shaving your head is actually kind of relaxing. I just, like, put a mirror over my, like, big sink in the basement, and I just, like, start shaving my head. And it goes pretty well. And then my wife is like, hey, you missed that spot. And I, like, go back downstairs, and I, like, get that spot.
There you go.
But, yeah, I did buy a suit.
You're a fancy dude.
I haven't bought a suit in 15 years either. Since right after we got married. Yeah.
So you and I had an interesting heart-to-heart a couple of days ago. We were talking about our age and how we need to take better care of ourselves.
Yes, we
One
should.
Of those things includes...
I'm not going to start tonight, but I should.
One of those things is that you're going to wear some kind of ear protection in the pits.
Yes. I also just bought some Raycon earbuds, which I'm incredibly impressed with. The phone call quality is pretty good, but they cancel so much more sound just to, like, in my daily life at job sites. And, like, I feel like life is more peaceful because I can't hear the hammers.
Oh, sure.
I'm swinging the hammer myself. But if I can't hear it very much, like, life is more peaceful.
It's not so bad.
Yeah. And Scott Robertson told me, I think at HondaMeet, that one of the best tips that he got when he and Tom O'Gorman did a weekend of coaching at NCM, I think, early last year or the year before, 2021. And he said one of the best tips that he got from Tom was to invest in earbuds and ear protection. And so he had, like, some molded ones made. And then him and Becky use a phone. Like, they call each other. They use some kind of phone system and, like, a fancy, you know, noise-canceling microphone so Scott can talk to Becky.
Okay.
Instead of a radio, they just literally make a phone call, and he clips his phone to the dash or whatever. But he's got pretty high-end earbuds and, like, some interface to utilize the phone. I hadn't thought about it, but, like, when you take away one semi-useless input on a racetrack, you might, like, that might be good. Like, you don't need all the noise. Like, you need some noise, but, like, you don't need all the noise. And when I was at pit race, and my car's pretty quiet, but when I was at pit race, there was one car that was out there that was really loud. And, like, it's incredibly distracting to be around really loud cars.
Oh, for sure.
Like, can you imagine being around, like, Jake and Felipe in GLTC all the time?
God.
It'd be the worst thing ever.
Those inputs are... like not in, like, the traditional sense of the word, but they're like noise
right.
in your like sensory perception. Right. They, it's not a thing that you can do very much with.
Yeah,
and
it's
all it
useless
is,
info cluttering up your yeah. processor speed, really, you know.
So also,
but none, all, yeah, in grid too.
Neither of us are young, and we decided that we want to take better care of ourselves.
What are you, 37?
I am 30. I'm 37.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm turning 40 next year.
Good grief!
Yeah, it's old, man. It's not that
old.
We have probably a lot of listeners that are older than that, but I'm turning 40, and I have worked more than 3,200 hours. Every year since I was 18, and like I feel it. I worked a lot of like 4,000 hour years. Like I feel it in my right knee.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about your joints.
Yeah, like this year's the first year that like the first 25 degree morning, like I walk the dog and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with my ankle? And then I remembered, oh, last year my ankle hurt when it was cold, and then it was fine all year. But I think I'm just actually getting old. Because this is the ankle that I broke 12 years ago when I fell out of a tree, trying to cut the tree down. And I fell.
That's what. Yeah. You could pay a guy for that, and then he falls out of the tree and not you.
Yeah, I know. And he's probably got. He probably wouldn't fall out of his tree. This was a stupid one. I was cutting a branch, and I had the ladder on the opposite side, and I was standing on the very top of the ladder, and I'm cutting the branch, and the branch swung, again, like swung down against the trunk. We're probably 15, 18 feet up in the air. Broke off, landed like standing up, and the branch was curved a little bit, and it just kind of fell around the tree and knocked the ladder.
Oh, Jesus. Like
it knocked the ladder, which was on the direct opposite side of the trunk from the branch I was cutting off. It like swept the ladder out from under me, and I fell 15 or so feet with a running chainsaw in my hand and almost cut my neighbor's arm off.
Jesus
It was
Christ.
A really dumb moment. And then I had an x-ray the next day because, and that's actually pretty unlike me.
Oh, very much.
To like actually go to the doctor. That was the last time I was at the doctor. Actually.
15 years ago.
I think so, yeah. Besides like taking my wife to the doctor. I don't take any pain pills. I don't take nothing. I haven't taken a pain pill since that incident, actually. And the doctor was like, well, that's kind of the only one you can break and like, it'll be fine eventually. Like, there's one little bone in there. I think he underestimated the damage to, like, the rest of my ankle. Because the ankle's okay, but, like, something is ripped, I think.
Yeah, that's no good.
I should probably
good.
Get it fixed if I ever come into money.
Hey, sidebar conversation here. Is it cocktail hour that starts at 6? Or is it reception that starts at 6?
Cocktail.
Fantastic. Yeah. So when we go to the cocktail hour, we can podcast with people.
Man. That sounds like work, though, Abe. When was the last time you ate food? I haven't eaten food.
Had chips on the way.
I also haven't drank water, but I have had three drinks.
There's ice in that,
there's a
that
little
drink.
I should not taking care of myself. I'm doing it bad. I haven't done anything properly today. I feel great, though. Like I'm.
So I did have breakfast, yeah? And then I had some chips.
Okay. Breakfast and chips. And she's just shaking her head.
She had M&Ms.
These stupid old men in her life.
So,
meanwhile, Ashley looks like she's 25, and we look like we're 40.
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah, taking care of herself.
She looks lovely. She's a classy broad, I'm told.
She does. She looks very classy today. But yeah, I am kind of getting into the time in my life where I'm like, I can't let this go like my dad did because then I'll end up like my dad.
Yeah.
And I do like a bunch of body weight exercises and stuff, but I also like eat too much food because food is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I
told you the other day I made cheeseburgers, you know? That were just like outstanding.
Yeah. Outstanding food is so good, but I need to eat like 8% less.
Yeah,
I
maybe.
Haven't gained any weight. I definitely haven't lost any weight.
Yeah, we're not losing any.
Yeah, I would like to get down to my lightest in the past 10 years again. I'm not at my heaviest. I'm kind of halfway in between. I was a big boy before you knew me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was pushing 280.
No way.
Yeah, I was a big boy. Mm. I mean, but I'm like 6'2 or 6'3, so like it's not that big of a deal.
You're Dutch.
But it's too much weight, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to get back down to like the 190. 205 range. So
how was the drive-in with the Fit?
The Fit's loud.
Got that party pipe on, right?
Yeah, I've got a B-Spec exhaust on it. But those Raycon earbuds, they come in clutch, dude. I listened to like 6 hours of podcast. It was great.
What did you listen to?
I listened to a recent Joe Rogan with Randall Carlson and Graham Hancock about the Younger Dryas impact theory 12,000 years ago. It was pretty fascinating.
Huh.
About like what crippled humanity probably 12,000 years ago. I guess he's got some Netflix show coming out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, comets hitting the Earth. And it got me afraid of comets. So
not much you can do about it.
No, like
they made some movies about it.
If the Tunguska effect were replicated in the U.S., I hope it gets replicated right over top of me and then I don't have to deal with it. Like, yeah. Just take me, hit me right in the nose.
Dead.
Yeah, just hit me in the nose.
I got hit like square in the nose with a ping pong ball on Thursday. Sucked.
Yeah. A ping pong ball?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's a hollow ball that weighs 0 ounces, right?
It stings.
Yeah, but it did.
Yeah.
Is that little dent right there?
Or no. It was right on the tip of my nose. Yeah. Caught me off guard.
Yeah, that would hurt. Did somebody do it on purpose? Who hit you with it?
One of my coworkers. Oh. No, the target is actually my belly. Most of the ping pong balls just end up right there.
In your belly?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's where they hit them.
I mean, it's the center mass. It's the largest area.
Yeah.
Statistically, it's the most.
I've got a doughy physique.
No, I'm just saying, of any general person, there's more stomach than there is tip of nose. But you don't have a doughy physique, Abe.
Round is a shape.
round is a shape. We should probably eat some food.
I think so, yeah.
What
I hope there are apps at the cocktail hour.
I bet I'm not going to eat anything till 9 p.m. It's going to be a long day.
Plantain oh, yeah. Did you not get your plantain chips?
No, I didn't get it back.
What?
Like, to get into, like, was that a welcoming gift or what? I did. Oh, man.
You could get water and wine.
Didn't get that. Really?
It was the whole thing.
What the what?
Thanks to the Cayazos.
Is that how you say it?
That's how they said it in church today.
That's not how I say it.
Cayazo.
That was a super interesting wedding. I had never been to a bilingual, full Catholic wedding before.
Seems like a thing.
Yeah, it was kind of rad, actually. I thought they did a really good job.
And I saw you staring at the ceiling most of the time, admiring the craftsmanship.
That place was huge. And it was probably built 20 years ago, 25 years ago, judging by like the tile work in the bathroom. But the truss work, it was all like 20-inch by 20-inch lumber.
Yeah.
And we're talking like 50-foot spans. Like, where do you find those trees?
That's like a whole tree.
Where do you find that tree? It was pretty cool.
Well, I mean, you could do a lot when you have infinite money.
The other thing, well, yeah, the Catholic Church got some bucks. Not as many bucks as they used to. the intersections, like the joints and stuff, because it was basically like truss work made out of solid, giant pieces of timber.
Yeah, sure.
But like, do you think there is steel shapes inside of
I
there?
I think yes.
How do you make those?
I was thinking about it the
chainsaw?
Whole time.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a chainsaw. But
there were a couple
I was
of
trying
them
to figure out how the pieces fit together because there were.
And where did they make them? Did they put individual trusses up or was it one piece at a time? And there's iron workers on scaffolding and cranes. Like I'm just dissecting and trying to rebuild this place in my head.
Right.
It was pretty cool. It was a very cool building.
So
we should probably talk about race cars a little bit.
Okay, so you got back from SEMA.
Yes.
I don't think there's much that can be said yet about the rules or the schedule. We are changing up.
Do you want to change up that dyno thing that we talked about last night?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's good?
I think it's better.
We need to talk to a few more people about it.
I like it because it's completely impartial.
Yes.
That's it.
I want it to be fully impartial. And I'm not even going to say what class we're talking about, but the people listening know. That's been a point of contention in this class for a while, is like, what does a detune mean? And you can define it a lot of different ways, but I don't think you can do any of them well.
Sure.
I think it always sucks.
Well, and I very much think that if there is some subjectivity at all,
right.
People will, because racers are barbarians,
yeah.
People will try to maximize their advantage.
Yep.
And
they have they've done that.
They have absolutely done that, and I don't necessarily hold a grudge. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it is very difficult to apply those rules uniformly.
Right.
And so instead, it's just, well, here's your percents.
And I think based on data from this year, acceleration data, et cetera, and the penalties that we handed out for detunes, basically 1% per 1,000 of flat power.
Yep.
That was the rough penalty this year. I think based on that penalty, I think we'll be in a good spot with just what I wrote last night. Maybe with a couple of like rethinks and tweaks, but I want to run it by like four or five people.
What engines are in the Corvettes that tend to run with us?
It's just an LS.
Is it 5.3 or is it 6.2s?
We have everything from a 5.3, a 5.7, a 6.0, a 6.2. I think everything is there.
Well, I think that'll be interesting
realistically, though, with as much detune as they have, torque in the usable RPM ranges is always pretty similar.
Yeah, like for sure.
I haven't seen that much of a difference in horsepower or torque.
I think the advantage of the Corvettes is long wheelbase.
Yep.
They're wide. Yep. And they're pretty aerodynamic.
I think another advantage also that people don't think about as much, except for when you own a Corvette versus own something a little bit more fragile like an S2000, is the suspension and the chassis is a lot more robust.
Oh, for sure.
In those things. If you look at the suspension components, they look like truck pieces versus they look like Honda Civic pieces.
The same
pieces.
Can be said for Ferris with his Time Attack car when you compare it to the other Unlimited Time Attack.
When you compare
cars.
It to like an old Integra like James was campaigning.
Yeah.
Like just the spindles on an Integra are as big as my index finger, and the spindles on a Corvette are as big as my palm flat. Like they're so different.
Yeah.
Everything is so different. And like wheel bearings and hubs and axles and like everything is just a lot more robust on those Corvettes, but they do weigh more. You know, it's harder. You're not going to get a Corvette down in the 190 horsepower range and get it down into what, the 2400 pound range.
So I didn't look super closely yet at the rules. What can be said? Is there going to be like a? Is there going to be a more tire allowance for the heavyweights?
No, I don't think so. I think that basically the ones that. Obviously, we're talking about GLTC here, but the cars that got impacted the most by the Hoosier down to 200 tread wear change last year was the smaller tire cars. They kind of got the shaft. 255 was okay, but 245 and under, they literally got less tread wear per pound, tread inch per pound. Not a lot, but like
enough.
The actual size of tires and stuff like that. So I think they're going to get a little bit of a potential allowance bump. And I'll share it. Basically, I've been working on this document for a month before I wanted to share it with other people. I wanted to get it to where I thought it was good. And then I'll share it with the staff. And then we share it with some like advisor buddies. But shifting the weights around a little bit in the middle, where S2000s lie, I think is the biggest change. I think overall grip up top was pretty good for heavy cars. And I'm torn between allowing a stagger allowance that's larger, because right now we were at 20 mil up, 20 mil down.
Yep.
Like Aaron Lichty multiple times has pushed me. He's like, just make it average. Just make it average of biggest front, biggest back axle. Because it's still average grip. Like you're only talking about a certain amount of tire contact patch.
Well, and total. With that, without specifying exactly, you give people the option of finding the tire setup that like is available.
But yeah, well, that's true. You could go 10 mil more here, you know, 10 mil less there or whatever. But realistic, like I've gotten feedback on both sides of the yay or the nay on that from more so front wheel drive drivers. Like one front wheel drive driver that has one wants this, and one front wheel drive driver that has one thinks it's too much. Like, so I don't think it's going to be a problem if we do it. I don't also don't think it'll be a problem if we leave it as it is. So I'm kind of that's one of the pieces I'm torn on.
In 2021, front wheel drive race winners tended to be Cattell
Yeah.
And
Houghton won one.
Houghton, did he do it in
DJ 21? Won one. No, Houghton won in 2020, actually.
Okay. So
DJ won in 2021. Those, and really, like, there's not a lot of heavy hitter front wheel drives. There's, it's like those three are the only ones I think that have won.
So I don't know that we had any front wheel drive winners in 22.
We did.
Who?
Houghton won a couple of them. Houghton won
at which race? Coda?
He won the first race at Coda. And he won the second race at Mid-Ohio, I think.
That's right.
And then he had a ton of mechanicals. I think that car, I think if Houghton's car hadn't had, like, valve-train mechanicals, like, dumb stuff at Midwest Festival, he had something happen at Mid-Ohio also. And at Lime Rock, the car just blew up. Like, if he hadn't had those mechanicals, I think people would look at the overall balance front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, et cetera. I think they'd look at the overall balance quite a bit different because that car was built. That car was it's like one of the most purpose-built cars, I think, in GLTC. Like, it's literally built to do one thing, to go as fast as it can in a straight line in the rules.
Yep.
And also turn sort of good. And he chose the heavy path versus, like, Cattil chose the middle slash lightweight path, kind of like in that bracket. And Cattil's car, realistically, for only racing a couple times so far and basically taking a 3% hit for a wing that was largely a fashion choice, did really well. Like,
yeah,
car,
I would not have taken that three.
No, I would have bolted that wing on for pictures and taken it off, you know, to run on the racetrack.
Right.
I think largely that wing was not functional as a fashion choice. And there might be a little bit of a, like, a wording and like a mid-level wing allowance next year. I think there should be a mid-level versus like 0% or 3%.
Yeah.
I think there should be a 1 or a 2%.
Sure.
So some like for something in the...
Something that's like OEM.
250 square inch to 499 square inch in that range. Something small. Versus like the 701 is the max limit on
well,
the
like,
other one.
Well, so. I guess I would even say that things like... If you're talking about Hondas, like... a Mugen spoiler or something, probably does little more than is a nice fashion choice.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a duck bill on a hatchback.
Sure.
Probably more than 250 square inches, not doing anything. It's more of a fashion choice.
Right. Yeah. And so maybe you take a little for that, but not much.
Right. I don't think you should take 3% for something like that. I don't think you should take 3% for the wing that Cattil has on a sedan.
Yeah, for
sure.
It's
not functional enough. It's not a Nine Lives Racing wing. It's not a Voltex wing. It's not a Zebulon wing. It's literally a fashion choice.
Yeah.
It's a belt buckle. So.
It's a nice belt buckle.
I mean, it makes it look like the JDM Civics, like the JGTC, JTCC cars that he wanted to make it look like. It's literally a replica of that.
Yeah.
But it's not doing anything comparable to the 700 square inch wings that are taking 3% in GLTC. That's just not. So I do think there's going to be a middle ground there. That's in the rule. It's in my draft right now. Little stuff like that. Bunch of little tweaks. I think largely we're in a pretty good spot. Like
maybe on Patreon. When do you want to talk about what we have planned for Time Attack?
We can talk whenever. You and I should go. We should do a line by line show where we just run through the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But we should probably run through the whole thing before we talk about it on the podcast.
Well, but then it wouldn't be as raw.
No, but it might be better.
It might be better.
Podcast. I'm pretty, like, I'm really close on what I think is good for GLTC, and then I want the input of other people because I'd like to get it out inside of a week, week and a half.
Sure.
I think we're in a really good spot. There's no big, big changes. The dyno potential thing that we talked about is the big change. And then, have I told you what I want to do with qualifying? I think I did.
I had heard an idea floated once.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that yet, but...
I heard from somebody that that's a terrible idea.
I heard from a lot of people that it's not.
Okay.
So I don't know if you heard from somebody that I've talked to.
I don't know.
Because I've only told a couple of people.
Okay.
So what's the idea that you heard about?
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fine. How far in are we? Where are we at?
We're 26.
That sounds like a podcast.
We got a couple minutes left before our cocktail hour begins.
Yeah. 7 minutes.
Do you know where we're supposed to go?
I have no idea.
Is it the Orchid Room?
Yeah, it's on floor 6, I think.
Perfect. So we're going to go to floor 6, and we're going to eat some apps and get some drinks and be all set?
I'm going to eat a lot of apps. I'm really hungry. My stomach is going like, whoa, why did you drink so much whiskey?
Do you know what I'm really looking forward to? I don't know that they will have them.
Yeah.
But it's my favorite wedding food.
What is that?
Bacon-wrapped dates.
Dates?
It's my favorite wedding
food. It's his favorite wedding food. Duh. You had it once, Abe.
Bacon-wrapped dates are amazing. If you
I've never had
to
a
eat
date
one,
in my entire life.
I think it was at our friend Paul and Jim's wedding.
Like, I've never had a real date. I've only went on dates.
Imagine like just a really sweet, hot, mushy fruit that's wrapped in bacon.
I mean, it doesn't sound bad.
It's like a candied, it ends up tasting like a candied bacon.
You could wrap a lot of terrible things in bacon, and they would probably be okay.
Yeah, basically.
Like, I don't want to start saying terrible things, but like, there's a couple terrible things that I would eat wrapped in bacon.
If it were wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
I'm anti-Brussels sprout.
Brussels sprouts are terrible. And I'd probably eat them if they're wrapped in bacon.
Maybe. All right, we should probably wrap this one up.
That's a terrible pun. Bad job, babe.
And maybe we'll get the recorder out during cocktail hour, but I doubt it.
It might be loud in there. I do think there might be the potential for like a middle of the night everybody's trashed podcast. But
ooh, that sounds fun. Maybe we'll release that one on Patreon.
We'll see if it gets created. Because yeah. I plan on getting about 80% trashed because I want to drive home in the morning and be a real person.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But if I get like 92% trashed, then tomorrow is fucked.
So we haven't talked about this on the show. Ashley.
Crashly?
So Ashley has...
I haven't met Crashly in a while.
So Ashley had different stages.
Yeah.
So first there's Smashly.
Smashly, she's cool. I like her.
Smashly is a hitter.
Yeah.
She like slugs me in the arm. Yeah, she's a hitter.
I've seen you hit Abe as Smashly. So I like all the stages that I've met of Ashley, which is, I think, three stages. How many are there?
There
Ashley, Smashly, and
well,
Crashly.
Well, regular, there's Smashly, and then there's Trashly.
Trashly.
Trashly is the person that will throw up on the wall at Wrigley Field.
That sounds awesome. I did that one time.
The wall of Wrigley Field. You're like on the sidewalk in front of Wrigley Field throwing up. 100%. Oh, she once projectile vomited from the middle seat in a Honda Civic onto the Taco Bell sign.
You aren't supposed to tell these stories. Your wife, I mean, she's sitting here. She looks just like Anna Kendrick. And we look like 40-year-old assholes. You're not supposed to tell these stories.
And, okay, so that's Trashly.
Okay, you just told that story to thousands of people.
But then there's Crashly. If you have one too many drinks, sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a delicate balance.
I think one of the things that I really like about alcohol personally is because generally when I'm sober, I'm not a big fan of me. And then I get progressively less of a fan, but I get more self-deprecating and funny. And so yeah. I hate myself more, but I think it's hilarious the more drunk I get.
Mm, yeah.
But I don't think I've ever gotten mean. Like I'm like the happiest drunk that I've ever met.
Yeah.
But man, when Ashley punches you because she's like a slightly irritable but sort of in a funny way drunk, I think it's great. I think it's great.
This is my little slugger.
Yeah. Just little slugger. You guys live in Louisville. I mean, you got...
All right, let's go to the cocktail hour.
All right, I'm into that. Yeah.
Like and follow us on Patreon, or don't.
We'll talk about race car stuff soon again, I promise. We did talk about GLTC rules, so we talked about a little bit of race car stuff. One last thing. Should I put... Are you familiar with NASCAR exhaust systems called boom tubes? They're like 10 inches wide, 1 inch tall.
I
want to put a boom tube on my GLTC car.
Well, that sounds cool.
Because I want like ground clearance, but I also want it to kick out the one side. And when my exhaust hanger broke and rubbed and I couldn't run the second enduro at pit race, I got kind of pissed. And I'm like, I'm going to redo this entire exhaust. And then Chris Sullivan was like, he rode back with me. He rode there and back with me to pit race. He was like, you should do a NASCAR boom tube. And it's like a flat exhaust.
Can you buy those on eBay? I've heard you can buy all kinds of NASCAR stuff.
You can buy used ones. You used to be able to buy all kinds of them. And then every freaking Tom, Dick, and Harry with a Monte Carlo bought them off. You know, they bought Jimmy Johnson's old boom tube. And now there's none on eBay right now. So if anybody has a boom tube that they want to sell me that would work for about 200 wheel horsepower, I want to buy a boom tube.
All right.
So, yeah, I want to see what
it sounds
like.
You know, the last time you made a request to the listeners of the show, you ended up with the pink Power Wheels?
That happened. I mean, I've requested like three or four things that I always seem to find it.
All right, let's go have some fun at this wedding.
Anybody that's got a boom tube, adam@grid.life, shoot me an email. So.
See you, buddy.
Talk to you guys soon.
Slip Angle was created by Austin Cabot and Adam Jabe, co-hosted by Derek Yarbrough, and production by Abram Schmucker, who mixes all of our terrible audio. If you like the show, please rate us and review us on iTunes, and come and find us in the pits at a grid life to say hello.